Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Whether it's your first time joining us here on the broadcast or you're a longtime listener, welcome and thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about automotive museums. Great automotive museums. A little bit later on in this hour, we'll be joined by Jackie Frady, the executive director of the museum located in Reno, Nevada, the former Harrah Collection, which is now called America's Car Museum. And in this half hour of the broadcast, we're going to shine a spotlight on the LeMay, which is America's Car Museum, and just an incredible museum that we've been following since its inception, when it was just basically an idea. And we are going to be talking about the fifth annual Collector Car Appreciation Day, as well as some of the upcoming and current events and exhibitions going on at the LeMay. Telephone-wise, the usual number is in effect at 855-660-4261. You can email me anytime, 24/7. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Either one will suffice. Giving out free wash drop samples, a cool new product. So if you'd like one, just drop me an email and we'll get it out to you. And right now, we're going to get out to you all the great news from the LeMay, America's Car Museum. And it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. He's the chief curator for the museum. Let's welcome back Scott Keller. Scott, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing? Yeah,
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me back. It's always enjoyable.
Let's talk first about a big day that's coming up on July 11th. This is a national event. It's called the Collector Car Appreciation Day. It's the fifth annual, and I know you guys at the LeMay are doing some really cool things to celebrate that.
Well, there's a ton of stuff going on in the museum all summer. I think SEMA does a fantastic job with the Appreciation Day. It's gaining momentum. We'll certainly have a lot of collector cars here. We have special programs for people to come in on discounts on memberships. So there's a lot of promotion items going on inside and outside the museum.
Let's take a step back here, Scott, a little bit and talk about this museum and how it got its start. It's kind of an unusual story, and really turned into, in my opinion, one of the great museums in all of America and all of the world. I haven't been there myself, but I've been covering it from the get-go. I've seen pictures and everything from its architecture to the exhibits are nothing but exquisite. Tell our listeners all around North America a little bit about how the LeMay got its start and how the museum evolved to what it is today.
Yeah, thank you for the compliments. It's certainly a dynamic place. We're just 2 years young, we're progressing. We're learning. We're certainly listening and improving. But it's been a lot of fun and a great success. For those of you who don't know the story, the museum is actually built around a collection from a man named Harold LeMay, who, among other things, was a very successful Tacoma businessman, and along the way had amassed a collection of 3,300 cars, noting him as the Guinness Book of World Records, therefore noted him as kind of the largest private car collection in the world, so a lot of cars.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And from there, however, we realized that the promise of America's Car Museum is not one inwardly focused at a private collection or just for car enthusiasts, but the shared enthusiasm, passion, and experiences that people have with automobiles literally for the last 110 years here in America. So it's a museum that's built for not only car enthusiasts, but really to bring the whole notion of the automobile and history in front of people who aren't. And that's worked well for us.
That's great. Let's talk about some of your current museums. I have owned a number of Mustangs in my day. I love Mustangs. Of course, we're all looking forward to the next generation of the Mustang for 2015. 2014 was the big 50th anniversary of the Mustang, and in celebration, Ford is rolling out a special limited edition model of the all-new variant. But you've got an exhibit going on right now, which is all about Mustangs, and it's called Masters of Mustang. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a great exhibit. We're having a lot of fun, and right now the newest cars we have in it, by the way, are a couple of just absolutely fantastic 2014s. But we're on the list, hopefully, to get a 15 before the exhibit closes out. Because as you said, and we talked about off air, it's really a fantastic car. So we're looking forward to that. Masters of Mustang is a little bit of a different take on the 50-year anniversary of the automobile, in that we focus our attention on Ford in really the individuals, the masters in this case, are a handful of men that created the car. They literally conceived the automobile, saw the market coming, and at the center of that are a couple of people like Lee Iacocca and, of course, Carroll Shelby. So the focus of this exhibit is really those early days and how it all came together, and Ford just nailed it with an automobile that captured a lot of imagination.
Another great exhibit going on right now is devoted to Route 66, and boy, I have interviewed a number of folks who have written books about driving Route 66. I know a great automotive journalist friend of mine, Ken Gross, has driven Route 66 in a classic hot rod and has lots of stories to tell about that. This is a road that there have been, of course, many songs written about, including, of course, the classic Route 66 song, and of course, a TV show many, many years ago also surrounding this great highway. Tell us all about this exhibit.
Yeah, you know, this one was fantastic to do. It was a ton of fun, and our mutual friend Ken Gross, as you mentioned, was involved in working with us on it. Not only from the the early concepting of the exhibit, which was a year ago, but really throughout the process. And it's surprising just how much buzz and how much enthusiasm there's been for the exhibit. Like a lot of our exhibits, it tells a lot about history, not just the history of automobiles, but in this case, the history of the Mother Road, all the way to today, with a lot of pathways or ways to plan a trip to go on it today, the history of it dating back to the pre-Depression in the 20s, and really kind of charting the businesses, the people, just the whole environment, going through the history of the war and the history of America kind of all tied together. It's been a ton of fun. It's a 280-foot-long exhibit, has a number of cars, a dozen cars that we rotate frequently, but we really brought in a lot of memorabilia, ephemera, petroleum, if you will, gas pumps and tin signs and neon and brighten the place up, and they're having a lot of fun.
Let's talk about another exhibit going on right now as we speak at LeMay, America's Car Museum. This one is called Custom Coachwork. I can't wait to hear about this one, Scott. We'll have to take a pit stop for some important messages, but when we come back, I'm going to hear about it. All of our listeners are going to hear about it, and I can't wait. So everybody stay right where you are. As they say in radio speak, this is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Scott Schiller is with us, chief curator at the LeMay, America's Car Museum, and we're talking all about some of the current America's Car Museum exhibits. We've already talked about Masters of Mustang, Route 66, and now we're going to focus on an exhibit called Custom Coachwork. This sounds like it's going to be a real treat for visitors. Certainly, you must have a lot of great eye candy there.
Yeah, we
do. It's in a prominent gallery. It's in one of the most prominent of the 10 galleries in the museum. And as education is ultimately our core objective here, it's a great one to tell people who don't know anything about automobiles, or frankly people who do, about the evolution of custom coach building into ultimately the production cars that we drive today, with that connective tissue being the famous Harley Earl, you know, and sort of talking about design and materials and craftsmanship and the early days of the cars now that are, you know, the classics that are hugely beloved by people. Who doesn't love to see a great Duesenberg or Packard? But more than that, kind of link it to automotive design today. It's a fun exhibit, a lot of eye candy, as you pointed out, and some real things to learn.
The museum is four levels in size. It's 165,000 square feet with rotating exhibits. In an average day, in an average period of time, how many vehicles are on display? What's the ballpark figure, Scott?
The ballpark figure in the museum is, and as you alluded to, it ebbs and flows, is 250 to 300 automobiles. But the key to that is that in any given time, 50 to upward to 100 of those are held by are owned by private owners. We start with a story and then reach out to the collector car community. And I'm talking about collectors could have one car or many cars to get precisely the right automobile for the story. So it's not just showing the cars that we own, and we have some magnificent ones, but it's rotating vehicles through that are owned by private individuals and big collectors alike.
That's wonderful. I know you guys have a lot of land surrounding the museum. I believe it's something like 3.5 acres or so. And what a perfect place to have car shows and happenings. I know you're only 2 years young, but have you started doing those type of events?
Oh, yeah, absolutely we have. From the beginning, as a matter of fact, the first of them were literally as we opened. We have really the great privilege to have a campus that was built just for this purpose. And, you know, that's not all car museums have that luxury, to be able to have a building, or in this case a campus, built from scratch to do that. We have our own Concours d'Elegance that we own and now are going into its 11th year that we host here right on our property, a vintage motorcycle show. Those are just a couple of the highlights, but literally all kinds of groups that come in. The National Corvair Convention is coming in here in another week. There's always something going on here, and having the property and the facility to do that really helps.
Let's talk about an upcoming exhibit which really caught my eye. It's going to be opening in August, and it's a great name. It's called Cars and Cigars. Tell us about that.
Well, that's it's less an exhibit and more of an event, but it's typical of, this is our second year doing this. This is an event that we do inside the museum that really celebrates the thing that a lot of people like. It's enjoying music, enjoying the cars, and great cigars. So it's one of our signature events, as we call it, which ranges anywhere from this event to our annual gala. Tickets still available. All the information's on the website. It's August 2nd. I'll be there.
That's great. Recently, you presented certainly one of the great guys of the classic car hobby, McKeel Haggerty, CEO of Haggerty Insurance, Haggerty Media, with a wonderful award. It's the Nicola Bulgari Award. Nicola, is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, Nicola Bulgari, who many people probably recognize or have seen his automobiles. He's quite a collector of primarily American cars, and beautifully restored. Really a man that is made it a mission for preserving the American automobile. It's fantastic.
It certainly is, and certainly the Haggerty folks have teamed up with the folks at America's Car Museum in doing something very special in the education realm. Tell us a little bit about this special program that you have going on.
That's a great question, and indeed, Hagerty Insurance Hagerty has been a huge supporter of the museum for years. McKeel was, as you said, received this Nicola Bulgari Award, which was the third recipient. The first one being Nicola Bulgari himself. Ed Welburn, presented by Nicola Bulgari, followed up by Dr. Simeon from Pennsylvania, and now McKeel Hagerty. So these are all people that have gone well and above the norm to preserve automotive history. And part of the contributions of Hagerty is the Hagerty Education Program that's built around educating young people and getting them the proper skills and background to get into the automotive preservation side of the business, which is highly important because the craftsmen and the skills required to sustain our hobby aren't coming forward like you might expect. So it's a program designed and supported by Hagerty to educate and employ young people in support of the hobby.
And speaking of support, we have to salute the folks at State Farm for at doing some wonderful things in supporting the museum. Tell us a little bit about State Farm's contributions and involvement with the museum.
Yeah, State Farm is a is the title sponsor for the museum. They are a consistent and long-term significant supporter of the museum, and they work with us in a lot of programs associated with that. Anywhere from sponsorship of our theater here, where we run films about the museum and the hobby, all the way to working with us at venues like the New York Auto Show, the Seattle Auto Show. I mean, they have many, many areas in the education side and the enjoyment side of the museum that, frankly, are made possible because of State Farm. They're a big, long-term contributor.
Well, Scott, it's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you. Encourage everybody to check out the LeMay Museum, America's Car Museum, and you can find out all the information online simply by visiting LeMayMuseum.org. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me on the show again.
This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507. 7.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you very much for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long, and we've got a really cool half hour straight ahead because we're going to be spending time with a very important person in the classic car realm and telling you all about the National Automotive Museum. Joining us on the lines right now to tell us all about the museum as well as our recent collaboration with some folks that I've had the pleasure of meeting and have helped them out a little bit in hooking them up with various important folks in the collector car hobby, the folks at AutoInformant.com, and we'll hear all about the association between Auto Informant and the National Automotive Museum with Jackie Frady, who is the executive director of the National Automotive Museum, which is also known as the Hara Collection, or used to be known as the Hara Collection, in beautiful Reno, Nevada. What do they call it, Jackie? The biggest small city, or what's the exact line?
The little biggest city in the world.
That's it. Very, very, very. And it's a real car place too. Every year there's a huge happening there called Hot August Nights, and I know the Barrett Jackson Classic Car people have done quite well there in the last few years. Before we tell everybody about the museum, tell everybody about Hot August Nights.
Oh, it's a phenomenal time in Reno where it just seems like the car world focused around primarily 50s and 60s cars come to Reno, and it is this remarkable culture. No matter where you go, it's a car show. If you go out to dinner, the parking lot has great cars in it, or you go to the grocery store, and then there's these terrific events that happen throughout the whole event, from parades to static displays and drag racing, and just remarkable.
That's great. I know that Auto Week magazine has called the National Automotive Museum one of the five greatest auto museums in all of America, and that is so true. I want to hear all about the background of the museum. But before we get to that, I want to dive a little bit personally into your background. I'll ask you kind of a simple question here. Have you always been a car enthusiast, a car person, a car girl? When did it officially start for you? When did you get the bug?
You know, I had the fortune of growing up in Southern California, which really had this great car culture. But it seemed like it was just always in me. I can remember being at, you know, grade school and watching, you know, cars dragging up and down Main Street and this incredible yellow 57 Chevy going by. And I'm just thinking, that car is so cool. So I think I always had an appreciation for that, as well as the custom side of things. You know, I was a little girl with the ponytail and the fluffy pink dress and had Ed Ross Rat Fink on my notebook. So
it's really kind of been in the
veins for a while.
Excellent. And tell us, in addition to your work right now at the National Automotive Museum, tell us about some of the other jobs or positions that you have held in the automotive realm, because as I said to you off air a couple of times, I know you and I have crossed paths somewhere along the line. So tell us a little bit about your background in the car world.
It has been primarily centered around one collection, which was Bill Harrah's very famous automobile collection. And I can't think of a better group of cars to have influenced an entire career. But I joined Harrah's automobile collection in 1981, and it was the time when he had passed away and Holiday Inns was purchasing Harrah's, and part of that package included his famous collection, and decisions were being made about what was going to happen to it in the future. And Holiday Inns announced that they were going to sell the collection at auction, and citizens stepped forward and said, we have to save a portion of it. And there was a press conference announcing that this new project to save a portion of it to develop a nonprofit and build a museum in downtown Reno. And I joined the project the week of that press announcement. So it's been a long career, all associated with one collection.
Well, no question. That's where I have either interviewed you or met you someplace at some great event, because certainly the Harrah collection was just an amazing collection and an amazing gentleman. Tell our listeners all across North America about the Harrah collection and Bill Harrah's passion for the automobile.
A very remarkable man. It seemed like whatever he had a passion for, when he put his mind to it, they became very important. He established Harrah's Hotels and Casinos, and it was one of the first casinos to be publicly traded. It had a remarkable reputation. He was a pioneer in the gaming industry and really reached out to developing a product that the customers would embrace. It just wasn't the bingo parlor or a grouping of slot machines. He saw the future of the industry and led it in that direction. And his passion for automobile museums started when he was very young. And when he had the means to start collecting, he collected some of the most historically significant automobiles. And he recognized cars that could make a difference in every man's life, and maybe that was important to collect, such as the Model T, but also some of the most phenomenal classics and one-off cars in the world were part of his collection. At the time of his passing, there was about 1,400 cars, absolutely exceptional. But in addition, he had some airplanes and trains and motorcycles, but the cars were really the passion, and they were absolutely exquisite. Along the lines of collecting, he realized that restoring cars to their original specifications was so important, and in that process established a remarkable research library, and all of his work was driven from knowledgeable research, and as a result, he restored some of the most significant cars that won Best of Show at Pebble Beach and set an example of what it meant to collect and preserve a car.
Great story. I know, speaking of stories, you had a recent incident at the museum, which is far from a great story. It's a very tragic story, but after 12 days of cleanup and restoration following an arson fire, the museum is back open. This must have been quite a shock to everybody. Tell us a little bit about the details of what happened.
It was a horrible event. I will always remember looking at my cell phone and telling me that it's 2:54 in the morning, 2:54 a.m., and then receiving the message that there was a confirmed fire at the museum. You can hardly grasp that. But quickly, got ready, came to the museum. The fire department was here. Kind of had smoke billowing out of the auto shop. Made the assumption something caught fire in the shop, and kind of trotted up to the fire crew that was here and said, "Must be an auto shop fire." And they said, "No, let me show you what happened." And along the river, Truckee River, that flows through downtown Reno, was our main entrance. Lined with trees, a very beautiful setting. Someone had thrown a sizable rock through the glass door and followed that with a Molotov cocktail.
Oh.
And in our lobby was custom trike that had been designed by Ed Roth, and the Molotov cocktail hit the trike and the wall behind it, and they went up in flame. Fortunately, the sprinkler did its job and extinguished the fire. The alarm systems, sent out the messages for police and fire to get here. But in that short period of time, with the tire burning and the fiberglass and the wall and the carpet and various things, we had extensive smoke damage through a good portion of the museum.
Well, thank God everything is back to normal there. And again, it shocks me what this world is evolved to in recent times. There are things happening all over the world that are nothing but absolutely flabbergasting. There's no other way to say it. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the current exhibits at the museum, and we'll also talk about Auto Informant. This is Auto World.
From the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you very much for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long, and we've got a really cool half hour straight ahead because we're going to be spending time with a very important person in the classic car realm and telling you all about the National Automotive Museum. Joining us on the lines right now to tell us all about the museum as well as a recent collaboration with some folks that I've had the pleasure of meeting and have helped them out a little bit in hooking them up with various important folks in the collector car hobby, the folks at AutoInformant.com, and we'll hear all about the association between Auto Informant and the National Automotive Museum with Jackie Frady, who is the executive director of the National Automotive Museum, which is also known as the Hara Collection, or used to be known as the Hara Collection, in beautiful Reno, Nevada. What do they call it, Jackie? The biggest small city, or what's the exact line?
The little biggest city in the world.
That's it. Very, very, very. And it's a real car place too. Every year there's a huge happening there called Hot August Nights, and I know the Barrett Jackson classic car people have done quite well there in the last few years. Before we tell everybody about the museum, tell everybody about Hot August Nights.
Oh, it's this phenomenal time in Reno where it just seems like the car world, focused around primarily 50s and 60s, cars come to Reno, and it is this remarkable culture. No matter where you go, it's a car show. If you go out to dinner, the parking lot has great cars in it, and you go to the grocery store, and then there's these terrific events that happen throughout the whole event, from parades to static displays and drag racing, and just remarkable.
That's great. I know that Auto Week magazine has called the National Automotive Museum one of the five greatest auto museums in all of America, and that is so true. I want to hear all about the background of the museum. But before we get to that, I want to dive a little bit personally into your background. I'll ask you kind of a simple question here. Have you always been a car enthusiast, a car person, a car girl? When did it officially start for you? When did you get the bug?
You know, I, I had the fortune of growing up in Southern California, which really had this great car culture. But it seems like it was just always in me. I can remember being at, you know, grade school and watching, you know, cars dragging up and down Main Street and this incredible yellow 57 Chevy going by. And I'm just thinking, that car is so cool. So I think I always had an appreciation for that, as well as the custom side of things. You know, I was a little girl with the ponytail and the fluffy pink dress and had Ed Ross Rat Fink on my notebook. So
It's
really kind of been in the veins for a while.
Excellent. And tell us, in addition to your work right now at the National Automotive Museum, tell us about some of the other jobs or positions that you have held in the automotive realm, because as I said to you off air a couple of times, I know you and I have crossed paths somewhere along the line. So tell us a little bit about your background in the car world.
It has been primarily centered around one collection, which was Bill Harrah's very famous automobile collection. And I can't think of a better group of cars to have influenced an entire career. But I joined Harrah's automobile collection in 1981, and it was the time when he had passed away and Holiday Inns was purchasing Harrah's, and part of that package included his famous collection, and decisions were being made about what was going to happen to it in the future. And Holiday Inns announced that they were going to sell the collection at auction, and citizens stepped forward and said, we have to save a portion of it. And there was a press conference announcing that this new project to save a portion of it to develop a nonprofit and build a museum in downtown Reno. And I joined the project the week of that press announcement. So it's been a long career all associated with one collection.
Well, no question. That's where I have either interviewed you or met you someplace at some great event, because certainly the Harrah collection was just an amazing collection and an amazing gentleman. Tell our listeners all across North America about the Harrah collection and Bill Harrah's passion for the automobile.
A very remarkable man. It seemed like whatever he had a passion for, when he put his mind to it, they became very important. He established Harrah's Hotels and Casinos, and it was one of the first casinos to be publicly traded. It had a remarkable reputation. He was a pioneer in the gaming industry and really reached out to developing a product that the customers would embrace. It just wasn't the bingo parlor or a grouping of slot machines. He saw the future of the industry and led it in that direction. And his passion for automobile museums started when he was very young. And when he had the means to start collecting, he collected some of the most historically significant automobiles. And he recognized cars that could make a difference in every man's life, and maybe that was important to collect, such as the Model T, but also some of the most phenomenal classics and one-off cars in the world were part of his collection. At the time of his passing, there was about 1,400 cars, absolutely exceptional. But in addition, he had some airplanes and trains and motorcycles, but the cars were really the passion, and they were absolutely exquisite. Along the lines of collecting, he realized that restoring cars to their original specifications was so important, and in that process established a remarkable research library, and all of his work was driven from knowledgeable research, and as a result he restored some of the most significant cars that won Best of Show at Pebble Beach and set an example of what it meant to collect and preserve a car.
Great story. I know, speaking of stories, you had a recent incident at the museum, which is far from a great story. It's a very tragic story, but after 12 days of cleanup and restoration following an arson fire, the museum is back open. This must have been quite a shock to everybody. Tell us a little bit about the details of what happened.
It was a horrible event. I will always remember looking at my cell phone and telling me that it's 2:54 in the morning, 2:54 a.m., and then receiving the message that there was a confirmed fire at the museum. You can hardly grasp that. But quickly, you know, got ready, came to the museum. The fire department was here. Kind of had smoke billowing out of the auto shop. Made the assumption something caught fire in the shop, and kind of trotted up to the fire crew that was here and said, must be an auto shop fire. And they said, no, let me show you what happened. And along the river, Truckee River, that flows through downtown Reno, was our main entrance, you know, lined with trees, a very beautiful setting. Someone had thrown a sizable rock through the glass door and followed that with a Molotov cocktail.
Oh.
And in our lobby was a trike, custom trike that had been designed by Ed Roth. And the Molotov cocktail hit the trike and the wall behind it, and they went up in flame. Fortunately, the sprinkler did its job and extinguished the fire. The alarm systems, you know, sent out the messages for police and fire to get here. But in that short period of time, with the tire burning and the fiberglass and the wall and carpet and various things, we had extensive smoke damage through a good portion of the museum.
Well, thank God everything is back to normal there. And again, it shocks me what this world is evolved to in recent times. There are things happening all over the world that are nothing but absolutely flabbergasting. There's no other way to say it. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the current exhibits at the museum, and we'll also talk about Auto Informant. This is Auto World.
Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.